And it's a terrific twilight meeting there at Caulfield, set to get underway at 20 minutes to four, a little bit later this afternoon. And we're going to find you a couple of winners on the midweek masterclass with the Mailbag's Jack Dickens. And he joins us now on the show. Hello, Jack.
G'day, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. How is quarantine or isolation going at the moment? Is that right?
We could get, I've got 14 days at home, which is good. Actually, looking, enjoying mainly. I wouldn't mind if I was allowed to go out for like 30 minutes for a little bit of exercise, but we'll see what we can do.
Have you got a backyard there where you can get some fresh air?
Yeah, I've already mowed the lawn twice, so I'm sort of running out of stuff to do.
What day are you up to of your 14 days?
Four or five.
Oh, you've still got a long way to go.
I know. Hopefully we can, the racing goes just about all day today, so we'll be entertained at least today.
Yeah, well, we can tick off day number four nice and easily. Then what do you make of this twilight meeting at Caulfield?
I think it's a little bit tricky. The rail's out 12 metres, which I don't like as a rule at Caulfield. So the bets we're going to have are later in the card. And if you haven't bet when I tell you now,
yep.
I want the track to favour midfield to on pace and horses that are not going to be rails in run. So, but we're going to have four or five races to find out and make sure that's the pattern. Just with the rail at 12, it can throw up a few curveballs.
All right, well, we'll start with your specials, then I'll get your thoughts on a couple of races, particularly early in the card, that I'm interested in. But with your $200, where do we kick off proceedings there at Caulfield?
We are going to kick off in race number six on number six, Des Moines. I don't know if I got that right or I've slaughtered it again. But anyway, race six, number six, $7.50 with a tab. We're going to have $25 on Des Moines.
Des Moines. Okay, so what was the stake there, sorry?
$25 at the $7.50. A little bit of a tricky map here for Jordan Childs. Barrier 12. I'm hoping he's half positive. I'd rather he was three wide, no cover, sort of like Cam Rewilla was on Zaccaro there at Flemington on Saturday. Then he sneaks and goes back to last. I think if he just blends in three wide, he's going to be very, very competitive at big odds. I thought Miss Starway was another one at odds, at a good price, who's going to be competitive here. And number nine, Zuge. It's going to run a nice race, just enough. I want to be sort of buried there where it might be midfield or worse rails in run.
So from barrier 15 at $7 as we speak, do we back Des Moines now or do we wait and see how things play out in the early part of that meeting?
What we do is we have half our stake on now.
Yep.
And we have the second half come the jump. It might drift.
All right. So we'll watch that one with a little bit of interest, but take some of that quote as we speak. All right, where do we head next with your specials, Jack?
Race seven, number eight, Zushak, last start winner. I think it'll roll forward, sit outside lead from a beautiful barrier four. Charlize is a really nice horse, number nine. Last prep, they were really cold on the horse and it was soft latent betting. I think it'll be there or thereabouts, though, from the good gates. Scottish Rogue's got ability and will be competitive, and the other horse that's a big chance here is Smarter Listen with D. Oliver. But I think Zushak just holds all the aces map-wise, and I think the price is really fair. So we're going to have $60 on at the $3.40 with the tab.
Okay, so that's $60 straight out the win on Zushak there in race number seven. Okay, where do we head next?
We're heading to Yarra Valley.
Okay.
Yarra Glen.
Love it. Terry Bailey calling the action at Yarra Valley.
How good's that, TV? What
yes,
a voice.
We love
the
it.
Man. Race five, number one, Platini, Ellerton Zara, Zach Spain. First up, I love Ellerton Zara first up. Barrier four, I think he rolls across, sits outside the lead. I think he'd be very hard to catch. Only concern is he might be a little bit heavy first up, but he's better than these, and I think he'd be winning.
Okay.
We're going to have $60 on it at $3.40.
How are you expecting the track to play there at the Yarra Valley today?
On pace, suited.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what was the stake on Platini?
$60.
$60 the win. Yep. So that's $60 the win, Platini. $60 the win, Zushak. And $25 the win on Des Moines. Is there anything else you're going to be spending money on this afternoon?
Yeah, Yarra Valley, race seven, number eight, Donna Natalina. Sadler, Sads, Michaela Lawrence, this single jump, it'll probably lead, and I don't think it'll get caught. I think it'll start shorter than $2. It's $2.70 right now with the tab. I'm going to have $75 on.
Love it. So $75 on Donna Natalina there in Yarra Valley, race number 7. And we're backing that horse right now because we expect it to start a lot shorter than that $2.70 quote a little bit later in the program. Just going back to Caulfield for a moment, Jack. Now, I'm particularly interested in these early races. Chatting to Jack Dickens on the Midweek Masterclass, and we're going through that meeting at Caulfield a little bit later today. And, Jack, these are your bets that we're having with your $220 today. So race 6, number 6, Des Moines, we're having $25 the win at that $7.50 quote. And we're going to have half that now and half of that later once we've had a look at the track. Race 7, number 8, Zushak. At that $3.40 quote, we're going to have $60 the win. And then we're heading to Yarra Valley. Race 5, number 1, Platini. We're having $60 the win. And at race 7, number 8, Donna Natalina. We're having the $75 on right now before it comes in. That's our $220 spend today. Just a little bit earlier in the program at Caulfield, Jack, I'm particularly interested in this 2-year-old race to kick off proceedings. How do you see race number 1 at Caulfield there today?
As a punter, there's just too many unknowns to get too serious about betting here. There's only two we've seen race. There's a couple of was a stack of trialers. If I was on track, I'd love to watch these horses parade because there's no real information for the bigger operators to use here. I can just trust my eye from the mounting yard and pick one or two here and bet with confidence. I'd likely let this race go and just look for horses on the TV that are parading well and professional, and ones that aren't. And the ones that aren't, you can sort of forgive because they're going to improve as they spend more time in the stable and they get more professional. So you're just looking to build a profile on these horses.
Yeah, it's a good attitude to have. We did have Sam Friedman on the Form Express a little bit earlier, and I loved his confidence on HC Sirius here, the 2. He basically said she should have won first up or at a first race start, and with any luck today, she can be winning. What did you make of her first race start there at Geelong?
Solid. She clocked the 14th fastest last 200 metres of the day there, which is a positive sign, you know, first ever start. The overall figure of that race was pretty poor, though. So I don't want to steam into the price, but no doubt the horse has enough ability.
Another race that I've got a little bit of an interest in is the 3rd race. It's a small field here for the maidens, those 3-year-old maidens. The favourite from the Mick Price and Mick Kent Jr. yard is the 2, I'm Thunderstruck. Is there anything in this race that jumps out to you? Would you be taking on the favourite here?
I'm half keen to take it on. I almost had a bet with us on Just Malcolm, number 4, John McNeil, barrier 7. I think it'll roll forward. If they keep coming for this unraised first starter, we might get a better price over than $3.40. So I sort of hold your bullets for a little bit, but I'll be with number 4, Just Malcolm, if I bet.
Okay, and in race number 5, the favourite here for Matt Laurie, who is in form, is the 5, Evie Girl, at around $3.20. How do you see race 5 unfolding at Caulfield today?
I've got Evie Girl favourite. But I was with Evie Girl when she broke a maiden. I was with her when she didn't break a maiden at Cranbourne, and then I was with her again at Moonee Valley. Yeah, she's been up a fair while now. This is going to be her 6th start this preparation. Very consistent, maps ideal, Callow suits from barrier 2. There's no superstars here. She's going to get every possible and deserves to be favourite. It's just not the perfect profile for a bet. I thought one of the most interesting horses today at Caulfield is in race 2, number 5, South Parade. Mm-hmm. South Parade was one of the biggest betting goes of the year last year. Sads set it up at Mornington. They took it to Flemington, Mellum Road. It hemorrhaged and it ran into a decent horse in Sherry Tortoni.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And was knocked off. Then it went to Pakenham and was beaten, but really well backed again, started 225, beaten by Platini, the horse we're on at Yarra Glen today. So South Parade's been gelded, Mark Zara rides, a few box ticks here, Sacred Falls, exciting stallion. I think that his progeny is going to improve the older they get. I'm really keen to see that South Parade does this today.
Okay, big watch there. South Parade in the 2nd at Caulfield. That's at 4:15, a little bit later this afternoon. One question before I let you go, Jack. This is on the text message machine. It says, have you had a collect when backing Jamie Carr yet?
Yeah, I've had a few. I'm a big fan of Jay Carr. That shit's superstar. They all are.
Hey, Dicko, good luck this afternoon at Caulfield. Sounds like it's going to be a terrific day's racing. Have you got a spot in the house where you can tuck away into a quiet area away from the wife and kids and just focus on the racing, or is it a bit difficult at the moment?
No, 100%, mate. I've got a whole big, massive office. It's beautiful. It's heaven.
Magic. The lawns are mowed, and we're ready to rock and roll this afternoon at Caulfield. Good luck, Jack.
Thanks, mate. Have a great day.